This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Hello, friends. This is Tom Creighton here this afternoon on the Spirit of Prophecy broadcast. Many of you may know already that Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton have been in the hospital for the last several days. And of course, they covet your prayers for a speedy recovery and a return to fullness of health and ministry. They asked me to fill in for them on today's broadcast, but you most likely have tuned in today to hear them. So, I have pulled up a program from our archives recorded on January the 25th, 2014, and you will be blessed today to hear from Pastor Gene and Donna. Before we go to today's program, let's stop for a moment of prayer for both Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton today. Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we lift up Pastor Gene and Donna to you, asking, Father, that you would touch them today according to their physical needs. Father, you know that Gene has had heart surgery, and Father, he's recovering. We're grateful for what the doctors have done, but we know that healing is in your hands. I pray, Father God, that you'd bring fullness of health and wholeness to Pastor Gene today in Christ Jesus' name. And Donna also needs your help today. Lord, you know the fluid that's been on her lungs. We pray, Father God, that that situation would be corrected by the power of the holy name of Jesus Christ. Father, bring health to Donna today and restore them both to ministry. Father, that they would continue to do the work that you have called them to do so many years ago. Thank you, Father, for your healing and your touch in their life today. And in Christ Jesus' name, we all pray and say, Amen. Here now is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we greet and welcome you listeners, wherever you are, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And this radio program, as you heard, Raising the Standard, is an outreach program to this ministry. And so we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 in the afternoon. So just pull up a chair and just listen to what God's going to say.
Amen.
And so we release ourselves to hear what the Lord would have us to say and to teach on. And so, as we say, we're honored. And we do offer tapes and CDs to the programs. If there's something on here that you'd like to hear again, all we ask for is a love offering. And we'll give you a tape or CD, whatever you want. Just ask for whatever you want. Give us the date, and we'll be glad to mail it out to you. And whatever you want to give, we know that God will bless you as you do that and to keep us on the radio as well. So we're honored to be here with you, as we said. It's a wonderful day, a little cooler out here today. But here we are on another Saturday, so we can say Shabbat Shalom to all of you that listen. Here at our intro, we do a lot of things with the Jewish roots and the Hebrewism and all that. And so, hallelujah. So I want to mention a couple things before we start here, and then Pastor Donna is going to share some things also. You know, we're a very prophetic ministry here, and you that have been listening for a long time know that we do a lot of things prophetically with the not only with the apostolic teachings, but also with the appointed times and all those things. And so You know, as years went by, you know, the church had pulled a lot of this out, and so we continue to talk about the things that God wants us to know. And so we want you to be aware of that. And so we do a lot of things with the prophetic things, and when the appointed times come around, and we're getting ready. Won't be long. We'll be coming to Pure, won't we, Pastor?
That's
now?
Right.
And so today we were just led to do something a little different here today. But it's all prophetic. And I tell you, it is. It's in the Word
it
of God.
Is.
And a lot of what Donna's going to talk about tonight together, a lot of people don't believe it's for today, but she's got some things she wants to talk about. So we're going to release this to you listeners, and I would just pray right now that you would have ears to hear what the Spirit of God has to say to you today as we talk about these things. And so we just release ourselves to the Lord, and we ask the Lord to release you as well in the name of Yeshua, our Lord and Savior,
Amen.
Our Redeemer. And so, Pastor, I know you got a couple of announcements to make at all
yes,
before
I
we
do.
Start teaching, so let's do it. Hallelujah.
And you mentioned Purim coming up very soon, mm-hmm. and Purim is very prophetic to the
sure
end
is.
Times.
Whoa, sure
and,
is.
And we can learn a lot by reading the book. You know, we don't just learn history when we read the Bible. As we're reading the Bible, we learn about how God used people to make changes and to change things and to get things back in the order that He wants them to be. And Purim is, you know, even Esther's son down the line, that was even prophesied, right, about Cyrus?
That's right.
So there's so many things that we can learn when we know about the Feast of the Lord, even though Purim is not one of the Feasts of the Lord. It's one that the Jewish people celebrate, and we celebrate it, and we have a great time. We have a party. And it's the time to joyful. And that's really the time that they give gifts, you know.
That's right.
It's not really at Hanukkah. Hanukkah, they kind of picked up on the gift giving because it's a competition. So kids get a present like they did at Christmas, mm-hmm. like, you know. So, but Purim is really when it's a joyful time. And why? Because they overcame the enemy. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And, of course, Jesus said the same thing. And he still comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
He's still trying, isn't he?
The devil does,
right. The devil tries.
Well, I'll make a couple announcements before we get started. We're just blessed to be on this program again. We're also on the Internet. And I've had a lot of people ask us, can you go back and listen to the teachings again? And, yes, you can. If you go to WCNO.com, you can listen to us live right now. Wherever you're at, Eastern Standard Time, that is. And then you can go back and you can listen to the broadcast again if you want to go back and listen to it again. You can listen to last week, a month ago, and just go to their pod, whatever it's called, pod, I think, and look for the date that you're looking for, and you can listen to it again. So
sure.
That's a blessing. So you can listen to us either here on the radio, which only covers a certain amount of miles, northeast, south, and west, right? And over in the Bahamas, they can hear us on the radio and also on the Internet. But anywhere in the world, you can hear the program on the Internet. And actually, WCNO is on 24/7. They have a lot of teachers on there. And they have a lot of music. So mm-hmm. It's a blessing to this area. And so we've been blessed to be on WCNO, to be able to be on that. So we thank you for your prayers. And if you feel led, if God speaks to you about sending an offering for the Raising the Standard program, you know, God's told us we need to all raise the standard.
Hallelujah.
In our life. And we need to raise the standard in our belief system. We need to go to the mountain of God and get the truth. The Bible says, the King James Bible says, the truth will make you free.
Yes, Lord.
So you want to be made free, mm-hmm. not just set free, but made free. Well, that's what will happen if you get into the Word of God and you start to believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, isn't it?
Amen.
So, and God has given us the word for this year about shift.
There's a shift to come.
Shift.
Big time
shift.
The
mechanism that the Lord gave us was shift higher in faith and truth.
That's
we
right.
must have faith, but we must believe that we must have faith in the truth.
That's right.
Not in some of these other Bibles that will tell you the lie. Amen. So we've got to have discerning. We need to discern so we'll know the truth, and the truth will make us free. I also might say, you know, you can follow us on Facebook. Just punch in Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and you can see some of the pictures that come from our church. And I know they'll be a blessing to you because you'll see all the flags and some of the things. The River of God, you know, the River of God is full. Like Pastor Gene said, we're a prophetic church, and God is blessing. He's blessing. He wants to bless you all. We want to say
Amen.
Shabbat Shalom to you and bless you. And so we continue to do the will of the Lord. I want to give you our telephone number if you'd like to give us a call. It's area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat it. Area code 772-285-7007. Amen?
Amen.
Well, I woke up this morning, and I don't know if I was dreaming about it or if it was just in just thoughts, but the thoughts that were running through my head, you know, we have things that run through our head, don't we? The Bible talks about that, too. God wants things to be running through our head, things about Him, things to bring us more understanding, to bring us deeper. We're supposed to be shifting, right? Higher in God. So, you know, I've been talking about and thinking about snow, and I know it's snowing a lot of places, but snow has a lot of, God talks about the snow, you know, snow, and He talks about
Job talks about the snow.
Mm-hmm. Do we know the mysteries of the snow?
That's right.
We don't, do we? We don't. How many snowflakes are there in the world? Who knows?
And they're all different.
You can't count them. It's like the sand. You can't count them. And there's not one that's alike.
Nope. All the snowflakes are different.
Not one that's alike. And every one of them is six-sided. Isn't that interesting, Pastor Gene? God prophetically is speaking to us about the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when fresh snow is beautiful.
Sure is.
But when it starts to get slushy and dirty,
it begins to melt. Yeah,
it's ugly.
It's not so pretty anymore.
No, it's not. It's not pretty, and that's like our lives. God wants our lives to be like that fresh snow
all the time.
And so, how do we keep it that way? By the Spirit of God and by the washing of the Word of God. And so, as the Word washes through our mind, even when we may be sleeping, right? It's showing us things and how we can make changes, because God's always wanting us to shift.
That's right.
To change. And you say, well, I've changed enough. No, we're never going to stop changing. God is always wanting to bring us more and more into His image. Amen. We're created in His image.
Amen.
And we're a new creature. So we need to start acting like it. You know, a lot of Christians, or they say they're Christians, they don't act like Christians, and they don't live like Christians, and they don't believe like Christians. Because if we believe like Christians, we'll believe what the Bible says, and we won't be double-headed. We won't have two minds, you know, believe God one moment and then don't believe somebody else in another moment. You know, that's just, you can't have two heads.
That's right.
So what I was thinking about, Pastor Gene, my sweetie, is the Spirit of God. Now, maybe you need to get one of your other Bibles, not King James, but maybe New King James, or maybe the NIV. We'll just make a comparison with maybe one other version Bible. And don't some of you say, oh no. Well, it's just, you can make comparisons. We should all make comparisons. And I don't know everything that's in these other Bibles, but because I don't spend time in these other Bibles, because I don't want to bring confusion to my mind. But if you're going to do a reference and a study, then sometimes you do need to make some comparisons. So what I was thinking about was the Spirit. God, the Bible talks about the Spirit in all the Bibles, capital S, the Spirit of God. And the Bible talks about the human spirit, so that'd be a small s, our spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bible talks about, have you received the Spirit, you know, since you've been saved? Have you received the Holy Ghost? See, the Bible, the King James says, have you received the Holy Ghost? Well, the other Bibles don't say it that way, and so it's kind of hard to discern. Are they talking about the Spirit of God? Well, when it's capital S, you know it's always talking about the Spirit of God. But when they talk about other things, how we have to be able to discern what they're trying to say, because the King James makes it clear, because it uses throughout the Bible, in the New Testament, the word Holy Ghost. And so the Lord's trying to show us something different, you know, so that we have deeper understanding about the Spirit and the Holy Ghost. So what I was thinking, honey, is everybody can hear from the Spirit of God, capital S,
amen,
right? Even if they're a sinner.
That's right.
Or even if they're not born again, you know, we that are born again, we should be able to hear from the Spirit of God. I think everyone hears from the Spirit of God. It's just that, do they turn it off, you know? I think the Spirit of God, just like we've had angels, and we don't know, maybe, you know, ministering to us, and may not even know they were there, right? We might if they reveal themselves, but if they don't, we don't know if we've entertained an angel unaware. But the Spirit of God speaks to everyone, you know, even somebody who might be in the midst of doing something really wrong. They know. So the Spirit of God quickens them. But you know what happens is we turn and we do what we want to do. Many times people will turn and do what they want to do, whether they're saved or they're not saved. Somebody who's not saved at all the Spirit of God may speak to them, and they may not know it's the Spirit of God, which may say, why don't you go a different direction? And then they find out, they say they do it, and they think, we just missed an accident just the other day, yesterday. Well, what if God says, go a different way, and then you find out there was an accident right there at that corner where you just went a different way? You know, God can protect us and take us a safer way. But sometimes we just say, well, I'm not going to go that way. It's out of my way. And so what? You might end up in an accident. So the Spirit of God can direct, I know it can direct either a believer or a non-believer. But when we get born again, we have received the Spirit of God within us. So we're saved, right? We're saved. So we have the Spirit of God within us. But then there's, they talk about, the Bible says, have you received the Holy Ghost? So now we're talking about, well, gee, I already received the Spirit of God. Now, what is this, the Holy Ghost? Well, you've got your Bible there. So the Holy Ghost comes into us, and that the Holy Ghost directs us, and the Holy Ghost brings the gifts of the Spirit. And so, and also, I believe when we get born again, we receive the fruit of the Spirit, because we can start to operate in the fruit of the Spirit, which talks about over in Galatians, right? And talks about all the sins there also. And everybody wants to pass over the sins, because a lot of people in the church commit these sins all the time. And they don't really think that they, I guess they feel it's impossible not to commit some of these sins. But the Bible says over here in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, walk in the Spirit, and ye means everybody. King James says ye. None of the other Bibles use the word ye, and the word ye, they change it to you, which is singular, and so it would be talking just to me. But no, it says ye, so it's talking to every believer. It says what? Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What is the lust of the flesh? A lot of things. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, just witchcraft, you know, all kinds of things. Strife.
Strong desires.
Wrath. Envying. What about envying? That's a lot of people envy. Murders. Murders. Drunkards. Drink. Mm-hmm. Drinking. All kinds of things. There's all these sins, you know. It says you will not commit these things. You won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. It says because the flesh lustus. Well, that doesn't mean it's not sexual, just sexual lust. Lusting could be for anything, right? The flesh. The flesh fights against the Spirit. The flesh lusts against the Spirit, and that's the Spirit of God. It has a capital S there. So it's talking about the Spirit of God, not against our human spirit, because our human spirit would be a small s. And it says, and the Spirit against the flesh. So it's a war.
Sure is. It's a battle.
It's a war between the Spirit of God and our human flesh. And these are contrary the one to another. They're on opposite sides.
That's right.
They're on opposite sides. So that ye, means you and me and everybody else listening, cannot do the things that ye would.
You know, I just saw in my eye, in my spirit, man.
Yes.
I saw, you know what a tug of war is?
It's about,
People have teams on each side of a big long rope, and there's a battle trying to pull one. And you have a big pond in the middle to pull them into the pond or whatever, and knock them all down.
That's right.
So you think about it. That's what the battle is.
That's right.
One side's good and the other side's evil, and they're battling against each other all the time.
And the battle is in the mind, the flesh. You know, your fleshly parts in your mind also is your emotions, your will, your desires. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible talks about looking on these things, and what do? You look on them, and you handle them, and then you end up start doing these things.
That's what James says.
So that's why we need to not look upon things that are evil, and not listen to things that are ungodly, and not be around all the swearing. And, you know, if you're around somebody who swears all the time, all of a sudden you get upset or something, you might just have a cuss word come out of your mouth and say, where did that come from? Well, you've entertained it. Maybe not wanting to, but you listen to it over and over again.
Goes in the ear gate.
But you talk about that tug of war. See, that's tugging back and forth. But see, that's between our mind and the Spirit of God. But we know the Spirit of God is more powerful than our mind. He could just pull us on over. But God doesn't do that. He wants us to willingly come to Him.
That's right.
But it's free willing. You see, it's like a free will offering. We willingly come to Him. Verse 18 says, but if ye be led, if, there's an if there, of the Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit, capital S, ye are not under the law. So if we follow the Spirit of God and we follow the two commandments that Jesus gave us, you know, we fulfill the law, don't we? We don't have to go back and start numbering all these different sins and all these different laws, as it mentions here, all these sins, as it mentions in 21 and verse 19 about adultery and fornication. That's rampant in our country. Doesn't even mention here killing unborn children, you know. Well, I guess that would be murders. Those are murders when they kill a baby in the womb. Those are murders. So I guess it does mention it. So what? If we're led of the Spirit, then ye are not under the law, because we're following the Spirit. We're walking in the Spirit. Well, people say, well, that's impossible to do. Well, it's not impossible to do if we yield. See, if we shift and we yield over to what God is wanting us to do. And so I just wanted to mention that. But we go down here and it says in verse 22, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. This is a capital S. So this is God's Spirit. The fruit of God's Spirit is what? First, love, joy, peace. See, love, joy, peace. Some people can't even go past that. They don't have peace. They don't have joy. They don't have love. They can't forgive people. They can't forgive their relatives. They haven't talked to somebody in a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. What? Maybe somebody hasn't talked to them. Maybe they want to. Well, you got to take the first step sometimes. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. And how do you get to the rest if you can't have joy? You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. How are you going to have the strength of God to overcome if you can't get joy? So we need to have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Now, in the other Bibles, it doesn't say faith. It says what?
Faithfulness.
It says faithfulness.
It's a different word.
Now,
in the
faithfulness
Greek.
Is God is faithful. God is always faithful.
Yeah.
But this isn't talking about faithfulness. It's talking about faith. What? Shift higher in faith and
faith.
Truth.
That's right.
So we must have the faith of God to be able to live, mm-hmm. to be able to even have the fruit of the Spirit. We need to have faith in God that He's going to give us the faith to be able to love, to be able to have joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith, meekness and temperance. Against such there is no law. See, there's no law against those things because they come from the Spirit. So if we walk in the Spirit, we will have these fruit of the Spirit, and they're going to be growing on this one tree. We don't have 10 trees. No, it's one tree. We're one tree, and we have all of these attributes, these characteristics of God that we have, and we can live in it. We can walk in it. And here it says now in verse 24, and they that are Christ have crucified. Wow. You have to do it. We have to do it.
Amen.
Have crucified the flesh. What is the flesh? The flesh are those desires. Those lusts, those desires. Some people like to fight.
Yeah.
Some people like to be angry with somebody.
Yeah.
Some people do not want to forgive someone.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that means they want to be angry. They get more enjoyment. I wouldn't call it joy. They get more satisfaction by being angry. Well, see, that's totally against what God is saying. And what's going to happen? They're not only going to, are they keeping themselves in bondage, but they're also not freeing the person that they should be forgiving and keeping that person in bondage. You know, when we forgive someone, the Bible says then He will deal with them. You know, He says vengeance belongs to me, says the Lord.
That's right.
So God will deal with them. We can't deal with the things of the flesh and even the things of the flesh in other people. So it says, and they that are Christ, are we Christ?
Amen.
Ourselves, are we Christ? If we're Christ, then these things we should be able to overcome. Have crucified the flesh with the affections that and lusts. In verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So many people think they live in the Spirit. They pray every day. They read their Bible every day. They talk in tongues every day. And then they yell at their children every day. Well, they're not walking in the Spirit. How can you walk in the Spirit if you're yelling at your children every day? You're yelling at your husband. You're fighting and feuding and you don't have the peace of God. No, if we live in the Spirit, we have to live in the Spirit. How do you live in the Spirit? Well, that's a good question. How do we live in the Spirit? We trust the Spirit of God. We have to trust Him and what He says, and we have to just go to the Lord and ask Him, talk to Him. let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory. Well, we could go a whole place with vainglory.
Yep.
Vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So here we have, now here we, those are the fruit of the Spirit. And also now we go over here into Corinthians chapter 13. You have something there, Romans?
No, chapter
12. It talks about the gifts of the Spirit. Chapter 12, verse 1 says, now concerning the spiritual gifts. See, God gives spiritual gifts to men, mm-hmm. to people. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. We're not to be ignorant of these things.
You know, so people have their Bible. They notice the word gifts is in italics in your Bible.
That's right.
It wasn't there, so it says, now concerning spiritual, brethren. What's he talking? Spiritual things, right?
Spiritual
and
things.
Part of the gifts.
And these things are gifts. Don't you like to receive things?
Yeah, amen.
How many things do I, how many presents, like the kids will count the presents, you know, well, you know, Hanukkah. I could say Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever, or birthday. How about birthday? Kids, we can't wait for the birthday and count all the presents. Well, how many gifts do I have? How many gifts do I have?
Right.
How many things are there? Well, they don't know what they are, so they call them things, right? Because they haven't been opened. Well, a lot of people have received the gifts of the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, but they don't know what they are. They haven't used them. They haven't opened them. They haven't opened the box, you know?
That's right.
Now concerning spiritual things, brethren, he says, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Now, so they were led by, not the Spirit of God.
By
dumb idols.
Couldn't speak or talk.
Uh-huh. Right. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God. Now, here we have a capital S.
Right.
Remember I said earlier that the Spirit of God speaks to everyone, whether they're saved or not saved. God wants to talk to people. God is communicating. He wants to talk to his creation.
That's right.
He wants to talk to people. You know, it says that everything will praise the Lord. Everything will praise the Lord. Even the trees of the field will clap their hands. The rocks will cry out. God created every single thing on this earth. But God wants us, people. He wants the ones he's created in his image that he breathed into the nostrils of Adam. You know, he breathed his own breath into Adam. And
that's
he
right.
became what? A living
soul.
Soul. He breathed his own breath into Adam. Him and Yeshua, Jesus, they He created him with out of the
dust of the earth.
Dust of the earth, the dirt of the earth. You know, we're nothing but dirt. Amen.
Sure.
And we're going to go back to that. But the living part of us is that living breath that God breathed into Adam. And he became a living soul.
Living soul.
That's right. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse.
That's right.
Right there, that's a statement. And mm-hmm. that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, why does it say the Holy Ghost in the King James and not the Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Good question. Because you can't claim that Jesus is Lord until you're born again.
That's right.
And so when a person becomes born again, born from above, born of the Spirit,
they have to know, don't they? Yeah.
They receive mm-hmm. the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost comes and joins mm-hmm. our spirit, our mm-hmm. human spirit. And so now we have the Holy Ghost living within us. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit. It's all from the Spirit of God. The same Spirit. The Spirit of God says that in verse 3. And there are different administrations, but the same Lord. He's the same Spirit. He's the same Lord. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Do you think he's trying to clarify that? It's the same God. It's the same Lord. It's the same Spirit. They are one. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I think about the scripture where it talks about those who bear record in heaven. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to what? Profit with all. Profit with all. So the Spirit, that's a capital S, if you're mm-hmm. looking. Now we have here, we have the things that were given. And this, we need these things to be able to live and to be able to hear from God.
Absolutely.
And it's given to everyone.
That's right.
For to one is given by the Spirit of God, the word of wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Word of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can go in and tweak and teach on these, but we'd be here for another 2 or 3 hours. The word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge. See, the wisdom and knowledge are two different things. This is a word of wisdom, mm-hmm. a word of knowledge, and these come from the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Not from your mind, not from your book, not from your library. But it says here, by the same Spirit. What Spirit are we talking about? The Spirit of God? The Lord?
That's right.
Amen? Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Now here, verse 9 says, to another, faith by the same Spirit. And everyone has been given a measure of faith. But faith can increase. Faith can grow. Mm-hmm. To another, the gifts of healing. Healing is still for today. By the same Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the Spirit of God. Why does he have to keep saying that? So people will understand. We mm-hmm. need to understand. All these things come from the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Not the spirit of man, or not that somebody else's. Not somebody's knowledge. You know, what the Bible says about knowledge. We need the wisdom of God and the word of knowledge.
The knowledge can puff you up, too.
Knowledge can puff you up.
But
we do need to learn, and God does teach us by reading his word. But we need to have the truth. We need to have the word, the logos. And we need to be in the right Bible. And then we also need to have the Spirit of God to discern, to bring the truth out to us so we can understand it.
Amen.
See, the Spirit of God speaks to our spirit that gives us understanding. So the understanding comes from knowing the word, from learning the word of God, reading the word of God, putting it in our heart, and not just memorizing it in our mind, but put it in our heart, and then God, it mixes with faith. Amen. The word mixes with the faith and the Spirit of God, and it brings us understanding.
It'll mean something to us at that point, won't it?
That's right. And so verse 10 says, to another, the working of miracles. Well, some people say, well, miracles are not for today. That only happened, you know, years ago. Well,
mm-hmm.
that's not true. Because ask somebody who's had a miracle.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you have to, see, it's almost like Thomas, you know, you have to see a miracle. You have to have a miracle before you believe.
Then they might question it then
well,
if they even saw it. Yeah.
Believing is not seeing something. Believing is, and having faith is believing something that you don't see.
That's right.
Something
Absolutely.
You're hoping for, you know. You're mm-hmm. hoping for a miracle? Well, trust in the Lord. Start to believe for a miracle. To another, prophecy. Well, the name of this church is, our church is called Spirit of Prophecy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out of Revelation 19:10, where it says, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the Spirit of Prophecy. So, to another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. And, you know, we all need that. We need to exercise that. Because there's a lot of people that are operating in witchcraft, and some people think it's spiritual. But when it is, it's spiritual witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Spirit of God. That's why we need to have capital S, and we have to say God, not some other spirit. There's no other way that man can can be saved except by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. It says that, right? You can only say that Jesus is Lord by the Holy Ghost. So you have to be baptized. You have to believe to receive the Holy Ghost. You have to be saved, in other words. To another, diverse kinds of tongues.
Amen.
Well, diverse kinds of tongues. Speak another other languages. There's heavenly languages that we can speak in. And there's even the languages of angels. And even our own gift that God gives us as in the baptism of the Holy Spirit would be another our prayer language. You know, the devil cannot understand your prayer language if you mm-hmm. have it. And it's a gift that God wants everyone to have. You know, not everyone does have it, and not everyone, and people who don't have it doesn't mean they don't have the Spirit of God. They just don't, they just haven't received that gift since they believed. And that's the scripture that I want to end up on, is have you received this Spirit since you believed? You know, they thought they had, but they hadn't received that gift from the Holy Ghost, from the gift from the Father. But all these worketh, that's one and same self-spirit. So here we have capital S again. This is the Spirit of God dividing to every man severally as he will. So God gives these things to every person as he wills. And I believe that since we do have the gifts, we do have the Holy Spirit, that all these gifts are from God. And so they can become, maybe you won't operate in them all at the same time, but when it is needed, when you need a word of wisdom, when you need a word of knowledge, when mm-hmm. you need faith, extra faith for something of what you're believing for, when you need a miracle, You know, when somebody, when you need to hear from the Lord, a prophecy, you know, these things can all be manifested. They're manifested as the gift is needed.
Hallelujah.
For that time.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12 says, "For as the body is one, we are one, and hath many members."
That's right. Many members.
Many members.
So we're all one, aren't we?
"And all the members of that one body, being Jesus Christ," mm-hmm. right? "Being many are one body, so also is Christ." Christ means what?
Anointed Messiah.
Anointed Messiah. Mm-hmm. He's the, when we have the anointing of God, because we have received Christ. So we have Christ in us, the hope of glory.
That's right.
Verse 13 says, "For by one Spirit," here we go back to this one Spirit again, capital S, this is the Spirit of God, "are we all baptized into one body."
One body.
One body. What body is that? The body of Christ.
Thank
Jesus
you,
Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we be bond or free. And have all been, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. So what do? Wow, that's interesting. We drink into one Spirit. We drink into one Spirit. Well, I come back to the snow. Snow melts. Wow. You know, and it goes down into the, it makes the rivers get large, doesn't it?
Amen.
Goes in, it fills in the dry places. You know, God wants us to drink in Him, and we will be filling up those places that may be dry. You know, people can become dry if we don't drink of the Spirit of God. And that's one reason why we have Prophet Gary Brooks come. Because he carries an anointing that people want to get hungry. They want to get thirsty. They want to spend time. You know, tonight there'll be probably people there till midnight tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe they'll be laying
on a chair, or they'll be laying on the floor.
That's right.
Or maybe they'll be stuck to a wall. Who knows the Spirit of God is going to do.
Thank you, Lord.
But see, God will meet those that are hungry and thirsty. But if you just want to sip, you just want to quench your thirst just a little bit, then God's okay with that too. But to the more you want, the more you're going to get. See, God wants to fill those who are thirsty and hungry. So if you're satisfied with just a little, then that's all you're going to get. And you know what? You're going to be thirsty again in a half an hour. But if you want to get saturated, then you need to spend time with the Lord.
That's it.
And let the Lord saturate you. Let Him fill you to overflowing. So when we go out in the highways and the byways, we will be like a bucket, and we'll drench people with the glory of the Lord. Verse 12 says, "For as the body is one, and hath many members,
mm-hmm.
and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ."
Hallelujah. We're all part of Him, aren't
we? "For by one Spirit are we all baptized," mm-hmm. "into one body." And I read that already. "To drink into one Spirit." That's what we're baptized to do. To drink into one Spirit. "For the body is not one member, but many."
Mm-hmm.
Many members. Thank you, Father God. And I'm not going to read all the rest of that. You can read that, and you can see what God wants to do. He wants to pour out His Spirit upon us. And, you know, it talks about, where are you at?
I'm in chapter 12 with you.
Okay.
I'm just following
you're following me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, so I was talking about, well, we got the Spirit of God. We have our human spirit. And then the King James goes on. And I don't think it's in any of the other Bibles.
Holy Ghost is only in King James.
Where the King James talks about the Holy Ghost.
No one else talks about it. They all call it the Spirit. And there's a distinguishing thing, isn't there, between the two?
That the Holy Ghost, that the God is trying to show us that what the Holy Ghost does.
That's right. In us.
What the Holy Ghost does in us and through us,
mm-hmm.
and to us. And it causes that that communication.
There's a connection between the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost in us. We know we have the Spirit, don't we? But there's a connection there, and the translators are trying to show us that the Holy Ghost is within us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know everything, but the Spirit of God can speak to us and reveal it to us, to the Holy Ghost in us, and then we can speak something to somebody else, can't we?
That's right.
And so that's it. We don't know everything, but the Spirit of God knows everything, doesn't He?
That's right. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God.
So that's how we get a word.
Thank you, Lord. You know, and it talks over here that, you know, we can sing in the Spirit. Well, what is singing in the Spirit? That's singing in the Holy Ghost.
That's
singing,
what it is.
Singing in your heavenly language.
Mm-hmm.
It says, we'll sing in the, we'll pray in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. We can pray in the Spirit, right?
Yeah.
This is our human spirit praying. This the words that God has given us through the that from the Holy Ghost. And I will pray in the understanding. I will sing in the Spirit, and I will also sing in the understanding. You know, when I'm worshiping the Lord, many times I'll start singing in the Spirit and, you know, playing the keyboard, singing in the Spirit, and then all of a sudden I'm going to hear a word, and
that's
then
right.
I start singing in the understanding.
That's it.
Well, see, God gives me the interpretation many times of what I'm singing in the Spirit to bring forth in the understanding
right.
that people will understand.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, we can all sing in the Spirit at the same time because
mm-hmm.
it's one Spirit. Even though we all have a different tongue, we can all sing in the Spirit at the same time. And what are we? We're singing to the Lord. We're speaking to the Lord. We're not speaking to each other. We're,
mm-hmm.
we're worshiping the Lord in our own heavenly language. And then what? Many times, all of a sudden, it gets quiet. And then somebody will have a word to bring forth in the understanding. And then we will all understand what is being said.
That's right.
So that's worshiping the Lord in the Spirit, singing in the Spirit, singing in the understanding, praying in the Spirit. You know, many times in intercession prayer, we start praying in the Spirit. We stir up the gift that's within us.
Hallelujah.
Right? Paul told Timothy to stir up the gift
mm-hmm.
that's within us. We have to stir up that gift. And so praying in the Holy Spirit is one way to stir up that gift.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
I was thinking about over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, where it talks about this. See where I want to start.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You know, Paul said, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than ye all.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't talking about speaking in Hebrew.
Nope.
He had a heavenly language, and he prayed in the Holy Ghost.
Direct connection with
God, didn't he? That's how he got the revelation
that's
and
right.
the understanding to write all of these books that he wrote and all these things he wrote to teach the church. That they needed more. They needed that extra, that gift. They needed that gift to be able to overcome the works of the flesh.
Amen.
And to have the Spirit of God within them to bring forth understanding and revelation and the things that God gave him. I speak with tongues more than ye all.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, he told them. And he says down here in verse 22, wherefore tongues are for a sign.
That's right.
Tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. He just goes on and talks about tongues. If they're the whole church come together in one place and all speak with tongues, so we can all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are all mad? You are mad. Yes,
mm-hmm.
they will. They'll think we're crazy. But if all prophesy and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all that he is judged of all. So some people will take this and say, well, that's why you shouldn't speak in tongues. Well, say we're all believers,
that's
okay?
Right.
And we have an intercessory prayer. Well, you know, I don't care what your tongues it means or anything. I just know you're praying in the Spirit. I'm praying in the Spirit. A dozen other people are praying in the Spirit. And we are seeking the face of God. We want to touch heaven and have God touch us, and he brings forth a prophecy all the time. It's never that he doesn't bring forth a word of prophecy. And what does it do? It edifies us. It actually many times it leads us into the next step we're to take.
Hallelujah.
The next direction
mm-hmm.
we're to go. So if you have something you want to say, you could just cut in, okay?
Just listen to you. You're doing wonderful.
It says here, and verse 25, and these are the secrets of his heart made manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God. This would be an unbeliever. And report that God is in you of a truth. You know, when people walk into a prophetic church or a place where the Spirit of God is moving, they feel it. They know.
Right.
They know.
It's in the atmosphere.
And sometimes when it is, I mean, say you've got really some really sinner that walks into a church, praise the Lord, and you know, sometimes they just can't handle, they'll run out, you know, when the worship is going on because they just feel so convicted. Or maybe they will fall down and worship God and conviction will come to them and they'll be saved. And I think about that one man. I always comes to my memory about that, the Bible marathon. He was hearing the word of God
yeah.
and where is God? And he just kept crying and crying. And he finally came up and read and he said, I can't read anymore. He just about ran from the platform. Because, you know, he
what
was
conviction.
Conviction. So what does conviction bring? It will, if we yield to the Spirit of God, if we yield to the Spirit of God, it will bring healing and cleansing, and, we'll get, and people will get born again and saved. Hallelujah. Verse 26 here says, how is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm. Now, this is how it should be in a church.
Yep.
Not just the pastor or
one of the elders.
The music, the person who's leading the worship. No, it says people can have a psalm.
Sure they can.
Right? They can have a doctrine. Maybe they have, want to read something. Mm-hmm. They can have a tongue. They can have a revelation.
It says prophesying also.
Uh-huh. An interpretation.
Absolutely.
And let all things be done unto edifying. Well, so we many places those that's not allowed because they think it's going to be unruly. Well, you know, if you never ever do anything, how can anything even be seem to be unruly, you know?
Yeah, it's control is what
it's
it is.
It's control. Yeah. If any man, verse 27, speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or at the most by three, and that, of course, let one interpret. Now, we're talking about tongues and interpretation.
That's
not
right.
Praying in the Holy Ghost or worshiping in the Holy Ghost.
Nope.
This is a tongue, an interpretation, and a tongue is, I would probably say by experience, that a tongue for interpretation is not the same prayer language tongue that you have.
That's right. It's usually a different tongue.
Because many times when I have had a prophetic tongue for an interpretation, it almost sounds like it might sound oriental. It might sound, you know, totally different than my normal prayer language tongue. And the same with you. I can tell when you have a different tongue, and sometimes you may have two or three different ones, not all at the same time, but I have heard you pray in several different tongues, and it's not...
Not my heavenly language.
And that tongue would be the tongue for interpretation. And how do you know these things? You know them by the Spirit.
By the Spirit.
So you have to know the Spirit of God, and you recognize these things.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father God. And I like verse 31. It says, for ye. Ye means everyone. King James. Some people say, well, that is an old word. That word should be taken out of the Bible. And you should just replace that word with you, because nobody understands that word. Well, who doesn't understand that word? We teach children, and every child that I've ever talked to knows what ye means.
For all of us, and
we
you
just
all.
Say you all.
That's
they
right.
know what you all means,
That's
don't
right.
they? So King James is just you all. Means everybody. But why do people say, oh, well, that just take that old word out of the Bible. That is ridiculous, you know. And another thing about the King James Bible, the King James Bible, most of them, it's fifth grade level. I think 8.8 or grade level.
5.2, I think it was.
All of these other Bibles are 6th grade, 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
All of these other Bibles and the other Bibles all have more syllables. The King James, where they can keep it to one syllable or two, that's how it is. It's simple understanding. And to take that stand that you don't read the King James because it says ye is really just ignorance. It says for, it makes it, it's clarification. To me, it's clarification. For ye may all prophesy one by one. So we can all prophesy one by one. And that all may learn and all may be comforted. Now, when we're talking about this, you don't have to pray in tongues to prophesy.
Nope.
Some people think, well, you have to pray in tongues and then you prophesy. No, you don't have to pray in tongues at all to prophesy.
That's right.
So that means that 20 of us, 30 of us, if we had the time, 100 of us could all prophesy. And we teach that.
Yeah.
We have a gift on teaching that. Hearing, how do you hear from the Lord? People say, how do you hear from God? Well, you know, you don't wait until you get a sentence or you get a paragraph. You just get one. Many times it's one word. Anyway, all can prophesy one by one. It says that what? All may learn and all may be comforted. God wants to comfort us. Amen?
Amen.
And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets.
Hallelujah.
So I was just thinking today about here, the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of man, and then we have the Holy Ghost.
I thought about this, Pastor Don, while you're talking there. You know, in 1 Thessalonians, I wonder how the church gets around this. On the, you know, I'm talking about the corporate church. Down in chapter 5. Got two verses, very important. Verse 19 says, quench not the Spirit. It's capitalized. The next verse says, despise not prophesying. Okay? So why do we have this today? We have to be led by the Spirit, and the Spirit wants to do certain things. He's been put in place hundreds of years ago, and God has not changed, and He expects us to honor those things and to walk into that. And if we have an open heart, we can receive these things, can we, Pastor Donna? We can do these things. So I don't understand the problem. Amen?
So when who was it that asked about the Holy Ghost? Was Paul that spoke to the people and asked if they had received the Holy Ghost?
That's in Acts chapter 19,
Acts
if you want to
chapter
turn
over. 19.
I think it's the first two verses, if I remember right, if my memory's right. Acts chapter 19, if you're at home, you can open up a Bible out in the car, just listen real close, and the Word of God is the truth, and we thank the Lord for that because it is never changing.
Go ahead and talk about that.
Well, I'll just go over there. You return, I'll go there. It's in Acts chapter 19, if my memory's right.
Because we need to talk more about the Holy Ghost. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
That's right.
19.
That's right.
And they said, we have not so much as heard
there
whether there
Ghost.
Be any Holy Ghost.
So there's a difference between the Holy Ghost. These people were born again. They had received the Spirit of God, but they had no clue what the Holy Ghost was. That's why it was. You know, it says he came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, so they knew they were born again.
They were baptized in the baptism of John after repentance.
And they knew about Jesus and all that. And he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Well, who do they believe in? They believe in Yeshua. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost? So there's a difference here. And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Okay. And then said Paul, John verily baptized with a baptism of what? Repentance, saying unto the people that they should what? Believe on him which had come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized what? They were baptized again, so I was really telling you, the grammar, again, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Isn't that incredible?
So see, this shows you right here.
There's a distinction between the two.
Right. And so we've had people baptized. We baptize people in water. And a lot of times people just baptize them in water up and down. But, you know, many times we've prophesied over them. They've received the gift of tongues at the same time.
Yep.
You know, God wants to give us the whole package.
That's right.
Some people think they have to earn it or they have to wait on it. God want, and you were like that. You thought you had to wait on it. You had to earn it. Because it said tarry. Well, you know, here the example, they didn't tarry.
They were given
the whole package. Why wait, right? Why wait? And so what did they do? It says they spake with tongues and they prophesied. You know, when people come, many times people have come into our church and they've never prophesied. But when they come in and the Spirit of God is moving in there, they prophesy. And they've never prophesied before. And they say, come and say to us, how did that happen? How did I get that gift? I say, well, it's always been there. It just hasn't been released or exposed. And so when you come into that atmosphere, that anointing, actually, it's an anointing. See, the Holy Ghost brings the anointing to be able to walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, order your life in the Spirit, not fulfill the lust of the Spirit, lust of the flesh. So you've got the Holy Ghost. And so if you allow the Holy Ghost to operate in your life, you know, you are not under the law anymore.
That's right.
You are not. You're under the law of the Spirit, and the Spirit is not legalism. The Spirit is freedom. The Spirit is liberty. The Spirit will help you to be able to live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, order your life in the Spirit, love, have peace, joy, forgive your family members that you have problems with, and your friends and your neighbors and work people and whoever knows what else, because the devil wants to keep us all in bondage, but the Holy Ghost wants us to be free. See, they were loosed. What was loosed? Their tongue was loosed. I talk about the tongue, right? Oh my gosh, we're running out of time. Well, we don't have time to talk about the tongue now.
Go ahead.
Well, I just want to mention that, anyways, God wants our tongue to be controlled by the Spirit of God.
And used for His glory.
And used for His glory, amen. Well, this has been fun. I didn't mean to take up the whole time, Pastor Gene, but I just woke up thinking about the Spirit of God and the Spirit of man and the Holy Ghost.
I think one thing we might mention here before we close, it's in Romans. If you want to turn to your Bible, if you're at home, it's in Romans. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I believe it's in chapter 14 of Romans. Listen to this as we get ready to close here. Paul spoke this. Listen to this. I love what he said. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. See, they were having problems judging one another what they were eating and drinking. He says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, listen to this, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is in us.
That is right. That's right. You must have
I got it. That song is saying that I got it. I got it. Do you have it? You listening today? Do you have it? All you have to do is ask. Ask and you shall receive. And believe in your heart that God will do this and He will manifest in you and you'll be used greatly in the days.
Shift higher in faith and in truth and the truth of the Word of God. So this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. We're blessed to be on WCNO Raising the Standard radio program every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You can also join us on the internet at 12 noon, and you can also go back and listen to this program again and other programs that's on the on your computer or your smartphone.
So as we close this program every week, we continue to tell you to look up, because your redemption draws nigh. What do we say, Pastor?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.